There once was a daughter named Diane who lived in Florida, and her mom, Philomena, who lived in South Philadelphia. As Philomena aged, she eventually decided to move in with Diane. Diane became her caregiver. And Diane did and did and did for Philomena to the point of exhaustion and utter dependency of her mom on her. Diane, in turn, started neglecting her own health and compounded that with a lifelong smoking habit. Rail thin and a worry wart to boot naturally, Diane was stressed most of the time and more so after becoming a caregiver. On December 17, 2013, Diane was diagnosed with lung cancer. On January 15, 2014, less than a month later, she died. Diane was my sister.
Did I ever tell you you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could be. And I could fly higher than an eagle. When you are the wind beneath my wings.
My sister was the wind beneath my wings. You know, the sad fact is that 45% of caregivers have worsened health than the one they are caring for, and 60% of caregivers die before the one they are taking care of. 63% of caregivers are at higher risk of death. I don't want you to meet the fate that my sister met. Your health as a caregiver is of utmost importance. In your caregiver journey, you need to put yourself first. Your better health will allow you to better care for your loved one. Breathe in and out. Today, I want you to take stock of your health. How are you feeling? Physically, emotionally. When is the last time you have been to the doctor? For now, just take an inventory of where you are so you can then know where you need to be. You see, I am not just some aging and caregiving expert. I am living this caregiver journey with you because Philomena is my mom. And I am now her primary caregiver. She lives near us in North Carolina. And yes, I feel the stress and strain and know not only what my sister went through, but what you might be going through as well. So we'll get through it all together and come out as better people too. Embrace your caregiving journey by taking care of yourself.